Morning Watch, the enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity. Week 6, the joy set before Christ and the joy set before us. Monday, related verses. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Hebrews 9, verse 28. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time to those who eagerly await him, apart from sin, unto salvation. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. John 1, verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. John 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 12, verses 34 and 31 through 33. The crowd therefore answered him, We have heard out of the law that the Christ abides forever. And how is it that you say, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Verses 31 through 33. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But he said this signifying by what kind of death he was about to die. Related reading. Ephesians 5 verse 25 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Christ loving the church and giving himself up for her was for redemption and for the impartation of life. According to John 19 verse 34, blood and water came out of the Lord's pure side. The blood was for redemption, and the water was for the impartation of life so that the church might come into existence. In Ephesians 5, verse 25, we have the church coming to existence through Christ loving her and giving himself up for her. In his death, Christ offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. Hebrews 10, verse 12 says, This one, having offered one sacrifice for sins, sat down forever on the right hand of God. The priests in the Old Covenant stood daily and offered the same sacrifices again and again because what they offered could not take away sins. It was Christ's offering of himself that has accomplished the taking away of sins. Christ has put away sin by offering himself to God as a unique sacrifice for sin. His sitting in heaven is a sign and proof that the taking away of sins has been accomplished. He no longer needs to do anything for sin, for he has done it once for all. On the cross, Christ bore our sins. According to Isaiah 53, verse 6, when Christ was on the cross, God took all our sins and put them upon this Lamb of God. Hebrews 9, verse 28 says, that Christ has been offered once to bear the sins of many. Christ died once to bear sins, and he suffered the judgment for us on the cross. 1 Peter 2, verse 24 tells us that Christ bore up our sins in his body on the tree in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness. The tree in this verse denotes the cross made of wood, a Roman instrument of capital punishment for the execution of malefactors, as prophesied in the Old Testament. Since here, as in Hebrews 9 verse 28, refer to sins we commit in our outward conduct, whereas sin in John 1, verse 29, refers to the sin that is in our nature by birth. Christ died for our sins, carrying up our sins onto the cross, that we might be forgiven by God. In his death, Christ not only bore our sins, but even became sin for us. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf. This indicates that God made Christ sin for us. Christ did not know sin in an experiential way by contact or personal experience. Nevertheless, he became sin and took away the sin of the world so that the problem of sin might be solved. In his work on the cross, Christ also cast out the ruler of this world and judged his world. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. This indicates that Christ's work and his death included the casting out of Satan, the ruler of this world. Satan thought that he was wise in having the Lord Jesus crucified. Actually, by doing this, Satan caused himself to be cast out. The cross was a way used by God to cast out Satan. In his work on the cross, the Lord Jesus died as a grain of wheat falling into death for the release of the divine life. Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Christ's all-inclusive death released the divine life that was within him. As a grain of wheat, he died to release the divine life and to enliven God's redeemed ones, to produce many grains that can be blended together and a loaf to be offered to God. This loaf is a church, the body of Christ.